This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A former policeman killed 37 people, including 22 children, in a gun and knife attack at a daycare center in Thailand Thursday, police said. They say the attacker drove away from the center, hitting people with his car and shooting from it as he drove home before killing his wife, child, and then himself. Police say the attacker is a former member of the force who was dismissed from his post last year over drug allegations. The man had been facing trial on a drug charge and had been in court in the hours before the shooting, a police spokesperson told broadcaster Thai PBS. The spokesperson added the suspect had come to collect his child from the daycare center, but opened fire when he didn't find them. Seven Russian rockets have slammed into residential buildings in Zaporizhia, a city close to Europe's biggest nuclear power plant. AP correspondent Karen Chamis has more.
A fire engine is stationed next to what was once an apartment block, but is now a large hill of rubble. An immense and haunting plume of smoke rises from the debris as Zaporizhia's governor, Oleksandr Staruk, looks on. At night, when people were sleeping, the enemy carried out a rocket attack against residential houses. Two upper floors are destroyed. Entrances to the buildings are ruined. People were under the rubble. The strikes came just hours after Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky announced the Ukraine military has retaken three more villages in one of the regions recently annexed by Russia. Speaking to leaders at the Organization of American States Assembly, Zelensky was determined that Ukraine will defeat Russia.
There is only one question for us right now: how many of our people Russia will manage to kill before it admits a defeat?
I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. The devastation wrought by Hurricane Ian on Florida's islands is still coming into focus. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Power poles snapped in half. There are palm trees laying on top of homes.
AP correspondent Stephen Smith arrived on Florida's Pine Island to find widespread hurricane damage.
Lack of food, lack of cleanliness items, lack of water, lack of gas.
Piles of rubble and debris replaced many of Pine Island's homes. The storm washed out the island's causeway. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said the state will aid in restoring the bridge and electricity, deliver food and supplies, and help reopen the island's supermarket. Jay Pick came to Pine Island in May to help his in-laws.
Cut off, no communication, no ice, no water. There's water coming now, so we're good as far as that. Propane, fuel shortages, people stealing generators.
Resident Leslie Arias was serving food provided by World Central Kitchen.
It's a wonderful thing to see how the community has come together.
I'm Jennifer King.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits rose last week. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department says jobless claims rose by 29,000 to 219,000, while the four-week moving average inched up to just over 206,000. The total number of Americans collecting unemployment aid rose to 1.36 million. Despite the rising numbers, however, the labor market remains strong. The Federal Reserve takes labor force data into consideration when making policy decisions. It's been raising interest rates, hoping to slow borrowing and spending to push inflation closer to its 2% target. The government's September jobs report is due tomorrow. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The UN Rights Council Thursday rejected a Western-led motion to hold a debate about alleged human rights abuses in China's Xinjiang region, after a UN report found possible crimes against humanity against Uyghurs and other Muslims. The defeat is only the second time in the Council's 16-year history that a motion has been rejected and is seen by observers as a setback to both accountability efforts and the West's moral authority. The United States, Canada, and Britain were among the countries that called for the motion. Malaysia's state-run media says Prime Minister Ismail Yaacob may propose a date to formally dissolve parliament when he meets with the country's monarch Thursday. Ismail is under pressure from some factions of his ruling coalition to hold parliamentary elections ahead of next year's planned vote in order to secure a stronger mandate as well as party infighting. French author Annie Arnaud won the 2022 Nobel Prize in Literature Thursday. In recapping our top story, a former policeman killed 37 people, including 22 children, in a gun and knife attack at a daycare center in Thailand Thursday, according to police. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.